You know, we have a kind of God that is not stationed at one place. Like the people that worship idol have. They have their God, they put their God in a house. Every time they come there and sweep the house, they come there and worship their God, and they do all those things to the idols. But the kind of God that we have is the God that is with us every time. Anywhere we go, He is with us. In our situation, He is with us. Every time, God is with us. And my first reading today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew 1, 23. Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So this place is not talking about a promise anymore. He's not saying that God will be with us in future. He's not saying that God is on our side. He's simply saying that God is with us, which means God is present. And when this place, by the time this thing was said, Jesus Christ was already here and He was present. So when the Bible says God with us, He's saying that God is present. So this place is assuring us that God is present. The way all of us are seated there present today, God is also present. God is with us in a spirit form. Please turn to Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus Christ told His disciples when He, after He resurrected, He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Jesus Christ said there again, "I am with you, even unto the end of the world." It's very clear here that Jesus Christ was not simply referring to His disciples then. He's saying unto the end of the world. He knew those people were not going to live to the end of the world. So He's referring to us that are alive today, that He is with us even unto the end of the world. So have in mind that God is with us. If you turn to 2 Kings chapter 6, the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 6. The king of Syria had sent horses and chariots, his soldiers, to go and bring Elisha. And they surrounded the city where Elisha was. The city's name is Dothan. And these people surrounded the city where Elisha was, because they wanted to get Elisha, they wanted to fetch him for the king. And this was exactly what happened. 6:14. So it's referring to the king of Syria. "Therefore send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? Alas, my master, how shall we do?" This is the question that we always ask when we are confronted with troubles, when we are confronted with challenges. We always ask this question: how shall we do? What do we do? how are we going to face this challenge? This is the kind of question that these people, the victim of hurricane, is asking now. How shall we be? The victim of earthquake in Mexico, hurricane, Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico. They are asking all these questions now. How shall we do? And the answer to this question is not, there is no new answer to this question. It's the same answer that Elisha gave to his servant here. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." It's the same answer every time. Wherever we are confronted with challenges, trouble, whatever it is, this is the answer. Anything that makes us ask, what shall we do? How shall we handle this? How do we go about this? It's the same answer. Fear not. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. And if you go to Psalms 125, the book of Psalms 125, verse 2. You know, David was the person that wrote these Psalms, and before what happened in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 54 happened, David had already existed. David had already written the Psalms. So Elisha did not give his servant that answer from nowhere. He gave that answer from the scripture. Look at what David wrote. David said in Psalms 125 verse 2, As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. So even till today, God is with us. And God will continue to be with us. God is not just with us. God is attached to us. God is attached to us. Just like the neck is attached to the head, God is attached to us. So he is with us every time. If you turn to the book of Daniel chapter 3. Daniel 3 verse 24. This was the scripture that was read on the midday by our deacon when he was telling the youth, encouraging the youth to be strong and to be strong in what they believe, no matter what. This is also a good scripture to remind us that God is with us. These were youths. And the King Nebuchadnezzar, made an idol, and he wanted everybody to always bow down to the idol at the sound of the cornet or trumpets, to bow down to the idol. But these three Hebrews refused to do so, and the king decided to throw them into a burning furnace. From 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spoke and said unto his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" So they refused to bow down to his golden image. So they cast them into the furnace to go and burn. And they cast three people into the furnace. But Nebuchadnezzar later saw four people inside. He saw four. He said, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Three people were cast into the burning furnace, and he saw four people. Who was the fourth person? God with us. God with us. Everywhere we go, in every situation, in all circumstances, God is with us. He doesn't withdraw because of our condition. He doesn't withdraw because of our situation. He doesn't withdraw because of anything. We are his people, and he never denies us. So, to us today, we have to bear in mind and walk in this consciousness every time that God is present. God is with us. So they were thrown into the burning furnace, but the fourth person appeared, and nothing happened to them. Isaiah 43. Verse 1. But now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. God made this promise, saying, when we walk through the waters will not overflow us, and he is going to be with us. When they walk through the waters, when they were coming out of Egypt to the promised land, they walk through the water, the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud were still there with them. They walk through the water did not overflow them. When God called up Jordan, for these people, the people of Israel, the water did not overflow them, because God said, if you walk through the water will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, it will not burn you. That was exactly what happened in Daniel chapter 3. So God is with us. And when we are saying that God is with us, it's not a history, it's not a story, it's real. God is present. And if God will open our eyes the way he opened the eyes of the servant of Elisha, you will see that what David wrote when he said that as mountain is round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people. You will notice that that is true. Now, if we know and we are aware that God is with us, and we know who God is, what he wants, the kind of person he is, we need to put a lot of things into consideration. The way we talk in our conversation, the way we behave, the way we act at any time, knowing that God is with us and he's watching us. God told Moses in Exodus 23 verse 20. Let's turn there, please. Exodus 23 verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. So if God is with us, God expects us to respect him at every time, to act as if somebody is with us. In our conversations, we have to be very careful, because somebody is with us, a holy God, a righteous God, a God that is so pure. We have to behave ourselves in a manner that shows that we honor God and respect God. This is very important, because God does not want us to be afraid, because he is with us, and God does not want to be disappointed in us, because God is watching us every time. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. the book of Hebrews 13:15. Hebrews 13 verse 15. What I'm trying to say and where I'm trying to read is where the Bible says that God has promised that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And God has promised that He will never leave us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So God is attached with us. God is with us every time. God is with us in all circumstances, in every condition that we find ourselves. God is with us. So we have to be strong. We have to trust in Him. We have to look up to Him. Romans 8:35-39 says, "What shall separate us from the love of God?" What shall separate us from the love of God? Is separation has to do with two things that are attached. You must have two things that are together before you can separate. So God is with us. God is so much attached to us. He so much loves us that Jesus Christ gave His life for us. That is the extent that God can go when He is with us. So God cares for us, and I want to encourage all of us to be strong, continue in the faith, continue following God, continue obeying and keeping the commandments of God, respecting, do not fear any other thing, fear only God, because God is with us.